to manage overwhelm, you need to learn to make decisions quickly because our default is to go into confusion and overwhelm. We let our brain completely freak out and we don't train it to handle the sheer number of options that are in front of us. You have to purposely release yourself from constantly believing that you don't know what to do and just do something, because when you start doing something, you'll learn from it and you'll move on. Welcome to Is This All There Is?, the podcast for high-achieving women who have checked all the boxes of success and are left feeling overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and stuck. I'm your host, Dr. Amanda Ryan Fear, and in each episode, we'll use principles of cognitive psychology, feminist theory, and expert mindset coaching to help you build the confidence and clarity you need to accomplish whatever it is you want, even if you don't yet know what that is. Hey, everybody. How is it going? Welcome to Is This All There Is? Episode 22. Now, I am celebrating today. I just checked the statistics for this podcast, and as of the day that I'm recording this, there are 1,331 downloads of this podcast, which is super awesome. So thank you all so much for listening, for subscribing, for downloading, for sharing with friends and people who you think might find this work useful. Thank you for leaving reviews on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is that you get your podcasts. And just thanks for being here on this journey with me. I super appreciate it. As you know, over the past few months, I've had some bumps in the road, but I'm back to being, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh my gosh, I can tell you pretty much every lyric to random 90s hip hop songs, but I can't think of words. Is this what aging is? Anyway, consistent. That's the word I was looking for. I'm back to being consistent and I'm knocking wood that hopefully this consistent streak will last for a while. And I just want to send a huge shout out to my podcast producer, Mickey Cataliba. She runs Wow Wow Podcast Agency and just is the best. She is so supportive and gives me amazing ideas for improving the podcast and just is an amazing human. So thank you, Mickey, for getting us here. I'm looking forward to seeing where the podcast goes in the future. So today I'm giving myself a gold star for adulting. So usually on Mondays, I don't see clients and I don't do a lot of work on my business. I record the podcast if I didn't do it the previous Friday because it's due to Mickey on Mondays. But other than that, I ride my horse, I catch up on emails, I might do some marketing activities, I might watch some professional development type videos, or I spend some time writing. So it's not seeing clients, but it's doing other things just to kind of roll into the weekend. And I have had these reminders on my phone for, I swear, like 3 weeks. Phone calls I need to make, appointments I need to schedule. And I just sat down and did it. And I wish I could say that it felt good. I mean, it feels good to get it done, but really it's just tiring. I hate making phone calls. But it made me think about today's topic, and that is overwhelm. And I am fortunate enough to set my own schedule. I work at my own pace. Yeah. And not too long ago, there would have been time when I could have only made these phone calls around lunchtime. Not that I really got a lunch break as an assistant principal, but usually like after the kids had lunch, there was a little bit of quiet time where everybody was just tired and I would have some time to schedule appointments for myself, maybe eat some food. Anyway, just thinking about like the luxury that I have of time and how I've purposely built that into my schedule. And knowing that that is not the case for most of you. So today's topic is all about that feeling that we get when we have more to do on our to-do list than we have time. When we have more options, when we need to make a decision, than our brain can actually process. So I'm talking about overwhelm, that state of being where you're thinking about how overwhelmed you are. You're thinking about how you're not going to be able to get it all done. You feel that kind of tightness in your body, maybe in your chest, feels like stress. And thinking about how I just don't let my brain go there anymore. So before you hit delete on this podcast, or before you want to drive over to my house and flip me off or kick me, I'm very intentional about not letting myself get overwhelmed. And that is because I spent pretty much from like high school until about 5 years ago getting overwhelmed and just living in a perpetual state of overwhelm. I remember from a pretty young age, my mom would say things like, I just worry about you burning the candle at both ends all the time. Like, this isn't sustainable. When I was in high school, I did really well. I took advanced classes. I worked a job. I was on a crew team. So I wasn't home very often. And when I was home, I was stressed about something. I was stressed about studying. I was stressed about college applications, you know, all of the things. And then when I got to college, it was even more stressful. And so the thought, I am so overwhelmed, really became embedded in my head. It became embedded on repeat in my head, as I'm sure it is in a lot of your heads too. And what I am here to tell you is that there is life beyond feeling overwhelmed, and you can stop feeling overwhelmed without quitting your job and working for yourself and setting your own schedule like I do. And I would love to teach you how. So as you know, I'm a mindset coach. A lot of the work that I do has to do with the human brain and how our brains get programmed over time to either help us or hold us back. So I use brain science and coaching techniques to help clients remove the limiting beliefs that are holding them back from living the kinds of lives that they actually want to live. So the definition of overwhelm is to bury or drown beneath a huge mass, to defeat completely, or to give too much of a thing to. So that makes a lot of sense, right? Because that super tight, constricting feeling of overwhelm feels like you're being buried or drowning beneath a huge mass. It feels depleting or defeating, feels both. And you get overwhelmed by giving too much of yourself to other people, to the tasks that need to get done. Generally, you give too much of your energy to outside things, to accomplishing things, to doing things, right? So one of the most revolutionary things that helped me to stop feeling overwhelmed was to help me understand my thoughts and how my thoughts created my emotions and then caused my actions. So I am so overwhelmed is a thought. And you've heard me say this before. I'll say it again. I'll say it a million times because it really is revolutionary. All of your thoughts are optional. They feel like the truth because you've thought them so many times. If you've been telling yourself, I am so overwhelmed for decades, that thought's going to feel pretty darn true. But all of our thoughts are optional. Our thoughts come from our socialization as kids. So either from parents or caregivers, from the culture that you live in, from society in general, we pick up certain messages about who we're supposed to be, what we can and can't do, and what life is like. And we basically internalize those messages and make them our own. So 80% of the thoughts that you think today are the same thoughts that you thought yesterday, which are the same thoughts that you thought the day before. So basically, you're telling yourself the same story. You're thinking the same thoughts over and over and over again. No wonder you feel overwhelmed, right? If you've been telling yourself you're overwhelmed for nearly your whole life, like I had, that feels pretty darn true. So the first step to navigating overwhelm is to be really aware of your thinking. Next time you think, oh my gosh, I am so overwhelmed, press pause in your head, on your life, whatever the metaphorical pause button is, press pause. And remind yourself, that's just a thought. And even though it feels really true, it's not. None of our thoughts are true. So you're saying, Amanda, I have a million things on my to-do list. I have two kids to pick up at two different areas of town. I'm supposed to remember all of these things, and I have a demanding life, all of the things. But what I'm going to tell you is that overwhelm doesn't come from your to-do list. It doesn't come from your kids. It doesn't come from a demanding boss. It doesn't come from your job. It comes from your brain. See, our brains love to parrot the same stuff to us every single day. To understand overwhelm, you have to understand a little bit about your brain and how it works. So our brains were designed to keep us alive. Historically, humans had really limited choices. You could eat or not eat. You could stay alive or not stay alive. You could venture out of the cave or you could stay inside. We're at a place in our evolution where we're genuinely faced with more options and more decisions and more things than we've ever been faced with in our lives. I think about that a lot. I think about just the sheer information we have access to every second of our lives right now, where not too many generations ago, people's access to information included each other, right? Maybe a town meeting, maybe church, maybe a newspaper every now and then. But people weren't inundated with the sheer information that we are right now. People also didn't have the choices that we have right now, right? You walk into a grocery store and it's automatically overwhelming. I hate shopping. I hate going to the store. I think partially because it's overwhelming. Actually, it's 100% because it's overwhelming. It's because there's so many options, right? Like you want to buy a box of cereal. So you go to the cereal aisle and there are like 100 different kinds of cereal. I don't know about your brain, but my brain short circuits with all of that. And then this is one of my least favorite tasks too, is trying to figure out what to feed my family every day. And granted, I don't. I can usually figure out what to have for dinner tonight and maybe what to have for dinner tomorrow night. And then my husband does all the cooking, which is amazing. And I'm really grateful for that because then my head might super explode if I did all of the things. But I usually do the shopping and I usually figure out what we're going to have. I cannot meal plan to save my life. It details like that short circuit my brain. So my point is just walking into a grocery store can be overwhelming for our brains. Our brains simply have not caught up with the complexities of 21st century life. Our brains are like, must stay alive, must eat food. Must not get run over by a bus. They can't decide between 50 different kinds of cereal. Your brains also can only accomplish so much in a given day. You know that feeling after a particularly recording a podcast is really helping me to enunciate. Thank you. A particularly busy day where you had to make a lot of decisions, a lot was happening, and you just feel drained. That's because, again, not too long ago, our brain didn't have to make as many decisions as it does now. And that's just, it's too much. Overwhelm is a reflex of too many options, too many decisions, and too many responsibilities. Okay, so you're saying, Amanda, that's great, but what do I do about overwhelm? So I mentioned thoughts. Thoughts are just a sentence in your mind. The other thing is to be able to manage your emotions. So instead of reacting to your emotions, instead of resisting them, you need to be able to actually let an emotion, including overwhelm, be in your body without making it a problem. So the good news for you is I am going to put in the show notes a link to a quick online workshop, that you can watch that goes into each of these tools more in depth so that you can learn all about the intricacies, the again, words can be so hard sometimes. You can learn all about how to manage and overcome overwhelm once and for all. And I told you at the beginning of the podcast that I just don't let my brain go into overwhelm anymore. And so in the workshop, I'll teach you the tools, like specifically the tools that I use to get to that point. And now that I help clients now, and the tools that I use to help clients get to that point. Whew, thanks for sticking with me on that one. That was hard to get out. So anyway, manage your emotions so that overwhelm can be there and you don't make it a problem. Because there's one thing where you're driving around like a maniac trying to get all of your errands done, thinking, I'm so overwhelmed. And then we do this thing to ourselves where we have the emotion and then we make it a problem, right? Then we judge ourselves for having the emotion. So we're driving around and we're like, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed. But I shouldn't be overwhelmed. I have all these amazing things in my life, blah, blah, blah. And then we criticize ourselves. So it's like having the challenge in the first place and then making it doubly hard because then there's the judgment too. So being able to let it be there and not making it a problem is a gift. The third tool that I outline in the training is how to navigate your actions, how to act on purpose so that you don't drain your energy. Because for any given task that you do on any day, that task will either give you energy or it will drain your energy. And I explain more about that in the training, and I give you a tool to use to help you do more of the energy-giving tasks and less of the energy-draining tasks. Finally, to manage overwhelm, you need to learn to make decisions quickly because our default is to go into confusion and overwhelm. We let our brain completely freak out and we don't train it to handle the sheer number of options that are in front of us. You have to purposely release yourself from constantly believing that you don't know what to do and just do something, because when you start doing something, you'll learn from it and you'll move on. Okay, so at a high level, what I want you to understand is that you're not feeling overwhelmed because of your demanding workload or because of the cognitive drain of having to decide what to have for dinner every night and making sure that your kid's clothes are clean and that she has clean underwear to wear the next day and making sure that the dog gets to the vet at least every few years, if not every year. That's not what's causing your overwhelm. It's actually your brain that's causing your overwhelm. And that's really an amazing thing because you can learn to work with your brain and teach your brain new ways of processing the world. That sounds more complex than it actually is, but you can use specific tools to help you not get to that place of feeling overwhelmed again. So if you're interested in a free workshop it's a video workshop, so you can watch it on your own time, but don't wait until you're not so overwhelmed, because that's never going to happen without these tools. You'll learn what you can start doing today to remove overwhelm, anxiety, and confusion from your life and achieve the peace and freedom to get exactly what you want. So you'll learn how to conquer decision fatigue and that fear of missing out. You'll be able to avoid indulging in overwhelm and procrastination. You'll be able to focus on constraint and new thoughts and to understand why energy management is so much more valuable than time management. So as I was putting this together, I was thinking, why would people who are overwhelmed want to watch a video and spend time on something that's just another task on their to-do list, right? So I made this video to be as quick and to the point as possible so you can learn the tools and you can start practicing the tools today and start getting time back. So again, I will put the link to sign up to watch the video. And if you have any questions, please send me an email, amanda@amandaryanfear.com. I also was thinking, if there is anything that you would like to learn about specifically with living your most authentic life, what I mean by that is a life that actually feels good to wake up to in the morning instead of feeling stressful and unfulfilling and riddled with anxiety, or however it is that you might be feeling. If you would like me to speak about anything specific on the podcast, please also just drop me a line, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. Alrighty, hope you're doing well, and we'll talk next week. If you found this podcast helpful, head on over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And go ahead and send it to a friend while you're at it. Thank you. My mission in life is to liberate women from the limiting beliefs that are holding them back from living their fullest, most joyful lives. If you'd like to learn more about my work, check out my website at www.amandaryanfear.com. That's AmandaryanFear.com, where you can find links to join my free private Facebook group and learn more about working with me.